UA Regents received an update late last week on a range of research going on at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, technology is at the center of activity.
Geophysical Institute Director Dr. Robert McCoy identifies unmanned aerial vehicle, or UAV-related projects, as one of the areas of major growth.
The new opportunities are coming in so fast we almost can't keep up.
McCoy says UAF is already involved in glacier, sea ice, marine mammal, and other UAV surveys where the aircraft provide a cheaper, lower-risk way to work in remote areas. McCoy says the university is well-positioned to become home to UAV test centers being developed by the Federal Aviation Administration.
There's an issue with the FAA of separating the airspace. There's manned airspace and unmanned airspace, and the FAA is a little bit nervous about it. So what better place to do that than Alaska? And we're out in the front of this, leading the way in how to work with the FAA and how to do things responsibly and reliably.
McCoy also highlighted UAF's development of a small satellite with NASA. He says the 4-inch cube satellite will track environmental conditions from launch all the way into space.
Most CubeSats don't turn on until they're in orbit. So I think we're going to have the first CubeSat ever turned on before launch. That's sort of a new paradigm. But beyond that, we want to build a lot more. So we're reaching out to a partner to develop and fly more of these for space weather, for lots of applications. The next one on the books is something to look for volcanoes.
UAF is also working the receiving side with the development of two new satellite dishes, one with NASA on campus and another planned for location at Eielson Air Force Base. McCoy says the university will own the Eielson dish, broadening its enterprise opportunity with outside institutions and agencies like the Department of Defense.
We're open to address a lot of the educational capabilities for downlinking data from small satellites and work with a number of universities. It'd be downlink data that we can share with the DOD and even for research and other applications in the Arctic.
McCoy says the focus of the world is shifting to the Arctic due to climate change and other issues, and UAF is well positioned to take advantage of it. He says it'll enable the university to better weather an expected downturn in federal research dollars. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.